December 28th, we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. It's the Patty Vasquez Show. And I know we've been talking a lot all day about your New Year's celebration plans. Of course, Steve Cochran's got his show, and I will be performing at the Kenosha Comedy Club. You can go to KenoshaComedyClub.com. They've got some great packages. There's two shows, so if you want to go to the earlier show, there's a 7 o'clock, and then there's a 9:30. And of course, for the 9:30 show, we will be ringing in the new year, and I know they also have some great hotel packages so that you don't have to drive afterwards. You don't have to be on the road with the amateurs. So I would love to see everybody out in Kenosha. It's not too far of a drive, you know? A little southern Wisconsin action, a little northern Illinois action. Elliot's going to, are you going to come hang out with me in Kenosha?
Well, let's just say it's a tug of war between being with you in Kenosha or being in bed in my jammies with my cat.
No, I'm not offended by that at all. Like, that sounds like a pretty, Eric, am I saying it right? I mean, if you had your druthers, you get older, you think.
I'm thinking I'm staying home.
Okay, here's my question. Is it flannel pajamas, polar fleece pajamas, jersey material?
Flannel.
Footsies?
Oh, footsies.
I do have the Chewbacca onesie you got me a few years
that's
ago.
That's right.
That one's nice and toasty and comfy. So.
I would not be upset with you if you chose the pajamas.
Well, I do say.
And Sinbad. I mean, Sinbad's a world class, world renowned cat.
Yeah, but who wouldn't want to spend New Year's with a famous cat?
Uh-huh. But I see a new comic book.
Oh no, that
New Year's. Yeah, New Year's with Sinbad.
Ooh, oh, that's like a good idea. This. Yeah.
But to the point that you were saying about being out on the road with the amateurs, I think that's a thing that people really should keep in mind, folks.
Yep.
You might trust your driving and knowing that you have been responsible with managing your intake and all that. But let's be honest, there are a lot of folks out there who aren't.
It's not you. It's them we worry about. Yeah, yeah. Believe me. By the way, they have a hotel package that includes the comedy show, I believe, starting at like $150.
That's
so you stay for the night, you get the comedy show. And I can't.
Will there be a champagne toast?
Here,
there are always champagne.
Of course, it's a champagne toast.
Yeah.
So here, if you make the night more special, they have two tickets, room for two, and two tickets to the comedy show for $149, and that will include the comedy show. Also, there's live music and a champagne toast.
That is a nice night.
I'm just saying.
And then Kenosha is like a nice town. They go, you know, go there, go to a restaurant, have a nice dinner, go to the show, take in the. The sights of
how do you not go then, you know, the next day even when you get up and you're a little foggy,
relax.
Maybe stop at the Brat Stop.
I'm saying I love the Brat Stop.
I mean,
it's a wonderful
place.
You
get those little tiny Miller Lite back with your Bloody Mary or something.
Then don't forget to hit the Cheese Castle.
That's right.
Oh my goodness.
The Cheese Castle.
You can't miss the Cheese Castle. I'll bet you there's some fun doings down in central Illinois as well at Dannenberger Family Vineyard. Susan Dannenberger on the line has an incredible destination there. Susan, what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Good evening. How are you guys? Oh, we have 5 days of music. It started last night. We have a band right now, Brushville, a big country band playing. And Monday night we have Winston's Weekend playing down here.
And the weather's been pretty temperate, too. I would imagine, especially last night, it was beautiful out.
Oh, last night was beautiful, and we opened our new indoor space called Sullivan's Lounge, but everybody wanted to go hang outside because it was so beautiful outside.
How fun, yeah. I mean, like, what were the chances? The end of December, and people want to hang out outside.
So we had the fire pits, and it was beautiful.
I'm curious, Susan, because I know the Dannenberger Vineyards are like this idyllic, gorgeous place. Have you had any, like, Hallmark movie scenarios, like, take place down there? You know, like, has, like, the single mom who runs the local card shop meet the gruff state trooper from out of town? And, like, they they fell in love and, you know, did all that kind of stuff at Dannenberger Vineyards? Because I can see that happening.
We have a wall that people sign, and this year, this couple that met here, they had signed the wall the year before. They came back to sign the wall again, and they wanted me to take their picture. They were so excited because they met here, and they were tipping dating for the whole year.
Look at that. There you go.
Yeah, I saw a couple get engaged when I was there, actually.
Yes, you're right.
I could totally see all these Hallmark movie scenarios taking place down there.
It could be a not even just a movie, a Hallmark series, Dannenberger Family Vineyards.
Ooh,
we could have a love show. You're right.
It would be like the Love Boat meets...
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island meets Newhart. Remember when he had the ski resort?
Because she's got the vineyard.
The vineyard, yeah.
It would be perfect.
I'm uncomfortable sharing this with our audience because I feel like we need to copyright this. Now, neither one of you, usually we have an attorney in here by now, but Eric Elk on the air with us as well, and Elliot, neither one of you with JD's behind your name, neither one of you esquires nor counselors can help me figure out whether or not this is copywritten.
Thankfully.
I think the moment because I think the moment this hits the podcast, it's recorded, so it'll be our idea.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have to mail it to myself.
Just link it. You'll just have this the time stamp right there. This is when we pitched the idea.
Right.
Bing, bang, boom.
But we would have to make it like a B&B, right? Because people stay there and she has like singles only weekends and things like that. And, you know, people are hoping.
I want to add a couple more cargo containers that you could stay in. And it would be kind of cool.
And then you have to have the special holiday episode where people bring their dogs or their cats.
Yes, we do. We are dog friendly. See, so they have to have dogs here.
There we go. See, I can see it. There's a series right there.
Jingle.
That's fantastic.
Single and ready to mingle.
Oh, there you go. What were you going to say, Eric, about the...
So they do a singles weekend?
Well, they would, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'd be like... But see, here's the thing. We're going to make this like a reality show, like a Hallmark reality show.
Yeah.
Like, people love those Hallmark movies, but what if you could believe that those movies actually happen? And this would be a reality show where these scenarios actually take place in real life. You know how much money that's going to make? You know how many people are going to watch that show?
Plus, we're going to feature up-and-coming bands every single weekend.
Yeah, people will be loving it. Look out.
Then there's a radio show host.
All from Illinois.
Yes, exactly.
And maybe sample some beverages.
Exactly. An ex-governor hangs out there to go hunting on the weekends. You have an ex.
It brings in all the little angles.
Oh yeah, we got a lot. We have a lot to work with here. I don't know.
The governor's coming by this weekend. I think he's going to go hunting for quail. Anyone tell him there aren't any quail out there?
Now, Susan, before Elliot and I came to the station tonight, I invited him over to try out the incredible bottle of wine that you sent. I wanted to have some a little bit earlier with some cheese. And so we had some of that at my home. Elliot and
that's kind of where I'm going with that show tonight.
Okay, well then perfect, because we don't have to talk about the wine just yet. I will say that I think it went really well with the Swiss cheese. I know Elliot had it with the pepper jack as well.
A little bit of pepper jack. The Swiss cheese was very good, but the cranberry.
Yeah, the cranberry actually really brightened up
really
this bottle of wine.
Up, yeah.
Well, let's find out what bottle of wine that is, because we binged on the series, all four of us, Eric Elk, Elliot Serrano, myself. Ro, have you seen Jack Ryan, the Amazon Prime series?
Not at all.
Okay.
All right. She was almost in the kids club.
Roger, we're here. Roger might be hanging out in the clubhouse. Hold on, with Ro. Did you?
I'm here. Yes.
Have you seen the Jack Ryan series on Amazon Prime?
No, I have not. I've seen the ads for it, and I have not done it yet.
All right.
We're almost done. We have three more episodes of Mrs. Maisel.
Right?
That's so good.
I know. You know, I have never. I've been married almost 43 years. In those 43 years, I have never heard my wife coughing from laughing so hard until...
Oh, that's great.
Not the fourth from the last episode, but the fifth from the last episode. She was laughing so hard, she started coughing. I had to look over at her to see she was okay. That's how funny that episode was. This is the most delightful series that I've ever seen on TV in a long time.
Roger,
Yes.
We are not here to talk about Mrs. Maisel.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
What were we talking about?
Good.
I am finally catching up, though, on the CBS All Access, the Star Trek.
Oh, you should also watch The Good Fight.
Yeah. Discovery, yes.
Oh, Elliot and Susan love that series as well.
I love Discovery.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm in the first season, and I think I've got one more episode to go in that.
Well, you might also like, since you have the CBS All Access, I would recommend The Good Fight as well, by the way.
Oh,
the spinoff from The Good Wife, which you do not have to have seen in order to enjoy The Good Fight.
Is it Andrea got part of that series?
It's a
spinoff?
It's a spinoff.
Okay.
Yeah, and Andrea Darlis got me hooked on it. And
really?
Yeah, that's very good. Before we go to the break, we're going to come back and we'll find out what Susan, Elliot, and Eric, and actually what I thought as well of John Krasinski as the latest incarnation of Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime series.
Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived?
Maybe you've read some of Tom Clancy's books. Maybe you saw Patriot Games and Hunt for Red October. And what else am I missing?
Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger. A lot of different Tom Clancy incarnations of Jack Ryan. But now on Amazon Prime, they've got... Whose button is stuck? My button is stuck on what? I'm like, how about this? Sometimes in the new studio, is it still stuck back there in the producer's booth? So they're hearing me constantly in an echo chamber. Susan, are you hearing an echo chamber at all? Just trying to check right now.
No, sounds good to me.
There you go. So these little buttons are a little bit finicky, and you'll hear me on the air go, "Hey, Roger, your button is stuck open," and nobody. It makes it sound like I'm crazy.
You wouldn't be crazy because my button's always stuck open.
Roger, TMI.
That's, hey. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? You are listening to the Patty Baskin Show, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, hanging out with us. It's been a bit, and we're so happy to have you back. Eric Elk, who is the president and CEO of Fulcrum, Illinois, and former chief of staff for Senator Mark Kirk. Susan Dannenberger, winemaker extraordinaire of Dannenberger Family Vineyards, right in central Illinois, not far from Springfield. And she has an incredible destination. There's music, there's incredible food, there's cute dogs, a wonderful family. It really is a dream place. I love Dannenberger Family Vineyards, and we're so happy to have you back on the air for Binge and Uncork. And this week it's Jack Ryan. What did you think, Susan?
Oh wow, I love that show. It sucked me in immediately. I was so sad when like the episode's finished, and I wanted more.
Well, they've already started shooting season two. They're ready to go with that.
And, hallelujah.
And it's interesting because, you know, throughout the movies that we've seen, I never saw Ben Affleck or the Chris Pine versions of it.
Yeah, Jack Ryan, was it Dark Agent? I forget. It was so off the chart. I couldn't. Yeah.
Well, this is it 10 episodes? I watched
10
them.
Episodes, yeah.
It's a lot to take in. How many days did it take you, Susan, would you say?
It only took me two.
Susan says, like, I can name that in 2 days.
Yeah.
I did it in three. It took me 3 days to watch it. And Eric, what? Did you do it in 1 day? What are you wincing for?
I did.
Really? Oh.
A day?
Yeah. All right.
It took me 2.5 because when I was getting near the end, I was enjoying it so much. I was like, I don't want it to end. I'm gonna save some for later. I just wanted to savor it.
I totally agree. I mean, it was awesome, and it totally one episode led to two to five.
Right.
You know, and it was like, well, I'm this far in now.
Yeah.
The heck?
Gotta finish this.
Keep going.
Yeah.
The writing is really tight. They don't, you know, there's so many components to this, from the drone pilot in Vegas who is self-destructive and torturing himself, to this woman who's trying to get away from, you know, ultimately the bad guy in this version of Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan's own story of survival and trying to find love. I mean, there's so many great elements to it. And Timothy Hutton, by the way, I know only has a few scenes, but one of the reasons I chased down Jack Ryan was because I just finished The Haunting of Hill House and I needed more Timothy Ryan. Which, by the way, I've also now gone back and watched Ordinary People and Taps. Wow. And yeah.
Taps? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But in this series, I think this big surprise, well, one is the writing, I think was extraordinary. And John Krasinski, I didn't think I was going to buy the guy from The Office as Jack Ryan.
He totally...
Right?
It's like he bulked up.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like Captain America.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
he
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, no, I'm just saying he was really... And I know the scene that when Susan was hooked. Admit it, Susan. The shower scene.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, this is a good show.
I can keep watching now. No, he did a really good job of balancing like the whole good guy with the intense person. I mean, he really balanced that, you know, manly part well. I was shocked.
But it wasn't like there was a bit of masculinity to it, but it wasn't a toxic masculinity, as they say.
Yeah, not too heavy.
Right. The relationship he has with the girl who we know ultimately will become his wife, you know, down the line. But when they first get together and she refers to it, and she's talking about how she doesn't. She goes, I'm accustomed to dating type A personalities.
Right.
And this guy's totally not that. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Do you remember the helicopter that came up from that party?
Yeah.
By the way, I also think the big part of this, and actually, Alec Baldwin and Harrison Ford did do this really well, and John Krasinski hits it out of the park, was the reluctant hero.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't my job. This isn't what I do. I'm really good at the analysis. I'm really good at following the money. And then he's in an interrogation room and somehow is the one guy, you know, that can say kind of maybe save the day.
And gets the info that you need.
Yeah.
You know, like he picks up on the little things that everyone else is missing on. And again, and the writing is really smart. I was really, there are ways when I kept thinking, oh, they're going to go for the cliche. They're going to go for the, and then no, they went in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
You know, even when you get to the big climax at the end where the quote unquote reveal of what the plot is, and you're like, and then you get past the cliffhanger and you're like, oh, it wasn't that at all.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, really clever.
It was great. I really enjoyed it. And Susan, what did you think? The woman who plays his future wife, she's a specialist at the CDC. She's like the head of one department of research. You know what I loved about her? She felt like somebody we could hang out with. You know, it didn't seem like
she was very normal. And then the fact that she kind of at first was like not impressed with him.
Right.
And she was like kept pulling away. She was the one that wasn't like sure about how things were going to go. And then he finally felt like he could open up to her later. She felt very like a girl I would know.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric.
I mean, how could you not be impressed, you know, when you're talking to someone and all of a sudden a helicopter lands and they come and they go, hey, you got to come with me.
Dr. Ryan, well, we need you to come with us.
Yes, but he
said it was just lettuce, but just bad lettuce.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, but also he'd just been standing there arguing with her father.
Right.
Remember? So it's very dramatic.
That was the best.
Well, let's take a break here. We've got to take a break. Do you mind hanging out through the break and the news
no.
so we can find out which wine
love
you
it.
Paired? We are hanging out with
Absolutely.
Susan. Love it. And I'm excited to talk about this wine, too. Susan Dannenberger, Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Go to DFV.com. It's been a while since I've sent people. Is it DFV.com, Susan? Or DFV Wines? We'll find out in a minute. Dannenberger Family Vineyards.
She's already shooting the pilot.
She put me on mute more than 720 WGN.
Mike Steven is outside the loop.
Austin is a Chicago neighborhood that has a lot of history and more recently has seen some hard times. This week we learn about a new plan that Austin residents have to improve the quality of life in that community.
Outside the Loop, tomorrow morning at 6.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, that was a quick one. A quickie's not too bad. It's time now for our news. By the way, Roger, I'm going to send you a photo. You and I were talking about Christmas decorations, and I made a wreath for my son, Griffin. I surprised him with something that I was proud of this year. So I'll be jumping into the newsroom. I'll wait till you're done reading the news, because that would be kind of rude if I was like, look at my pictures. Oh, by the way, before I forget.
Nothing wrong with that. I could multitask.
Well, I don't want to distract you. There's important news to read. But also, before we go to the news, I might forget later, but we were talking about the Chicago Botanic Gardens and the trains, the Christmas trains.
Just beautiful. Really,
you've got to get out there this year. They're
I know.
Really
it's been,
well done.
I think we haven't been out there for that in about 9-10 years.
Oh, Roger.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. There's no excuse.
They I'll change
put it this
it.
Way. There's no excuse. Mm-hmm. We need to go out.
Right. You do.
And it's like Bridget and I sit in the room and look at each other and say, we should go. And the other one says, maybe not. And then 5 minutes later, they say, we should go.
And then I say, maybe not. So it's like, it's kind of like Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do tonight?
I see how you end up not going. Well, they actually, because they wanted to do so much, they change the elements of the trains every year. And the skyline, the downtown Chicago skyline, is beautiful. And then they had an extra room where they extended the display.
Oh,
and they
really?
Have like the North Shore. They have Evanston Hospital. They have like the Glencoe train station. It's gorgeous. Yeah. So please get out there.
So is it? It was all outside.
No, it's all inside.
Oh, it's inside now.
Yes. In the summer, they do, through Halloween, they do an outdoor train area. But at Christmas, they do an entire indoor. You know, like where all the hothouses are?
Yeah.
It's in the middle. They have a huge display area for it. So please get out there.
I have been away too long.
Yeah. Get thee to Chicago.
Get thee to a, yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Your news is sponsored by Tom Peck Ford. Here with your news is Roger Badish.
Won't you tell me what to do?
It is Friday night. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. And by the way, on the line with us is Susan Dannenberger, Dannenberger Family Vineyard. Susan, a listener, has come up with a title for the Hallmark series that Elliot and I and you are all formulating on the air and are thereby copywriting. We'll ask attorney Dave Lundy, if he happens to be familiar with copyright laws, whether or not saying
recovering.
It on the air.
Recovering attorney.
Which
means you cannot hold me responsible for any advice I give you because you have been warned.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate that. A listener, our listener from the 708, Peter in Sauk Village, says, "How about the Dannenberger Diaries for a title?"
Ooh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, and then you can do like a bit where in the beginning of every episode, Susan, you like start writing in a diary about the story that's going to happen, and then at the end, you
like Jimmy Fallon does for his thank you cards.
Yeah, but you started off writing, "Dear Diary, today was a very special day." And then we cut to everything that happened.
It's a special day.
Right, and then you like do the voiceover in the beginning, and then stuff happens, and then it closes with you, and they lived happily ever after.
Through the glass of wine, like over across the top of the glass of wine. Yeah, we have this all figured out, Dave.
I like the way you guys think. it's nice because, well, first of all, anything that we talk about living happily ever after these days,
yes,
we're all so bummed out.
We need that.
I like that kind of optimism.
Yeah,
and red wine helps.
Oh, no doubt about it. Speaking of which, red wine or a wine of your Susan Dannenberger's suggestion might be paired nicely with some of the shows that we talk about for Binge and Uncork. This week we're talking about Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, which has been a lot of fun to watch. All four of us have watched every episode. I watched it in three. Elliot and Susan watched it. No, Susan watched it in two. Eric in one day. 10 hours.
One day?
Yes.
I had a day to myself.
Okay.
And Jack.
And if I had a day to myself, it would not be spent with Jack Ryan. I'm just saying.
Wait, you did not see John Krasinski in the shower.
You didn't.
Don't rush to judgment, Dave.
Check,
please. Well, I was extremely lucky to receive a bottle of limited wine that Susan sent for the holidays, and I shared with Elliot a glass tonight before we left for the station. We hung out and had some cheese, and tell us about the wine that you sent, Susan.
Well, didn't you think it was the perfect wine for the show, though?
So good. It made my mouth happy.
It's Carmen After Dark. Mm-hmm. It's my first wine that I aged in a bourbon barrel. So it's my Cabernet Franc from 2016. And I bought a bourbon barrel from Four Roses, and they shipped it to me overnight, still wet, from Kentucky. And I aged it for 6 months in this barrel. And I wish I would have bought more barrels because it's so delicious. The wine is amazing. It's approachable, but it's also really deep and dark at the same time, and kind of like the show was. It was the same. It was a lot of depth in the show, but it was also really approachable. You know, you didn't have to be into like spy shows or anything to be able to like the show. So it was kind of like same with this bourbon barrel Carmen After Dark. I felt that they were very very similar.
And in the same way as the show, it was incredibly surprising. Plus, it changed depending on what I was having. If I had the Swiss cheese, it seemed to adapt to what I was eating. Does that make sense?
Ooh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yum. I'm so glad you guys had it tonight. I'm excited.
It was wonderful.
So I'm thinking, for those who haven't seen the show yet, get a bottle of this wine, and then be ready when you get to the first shower scene, all right? Just have the glass. Just have the glass. Let it linger.
First shower scene.
Yeah. Let it linger. Let it linger in your mouth for a little bit and just take it all in. And then when you get to the part later on where there's a firefight, where mm-hmm. Jack Ryan is shooting at people, get a cranberry and add that.
Oh, there. A dried cranberry.
Yes.
Don't go to your Ocean Spray bag.
No, don't do that.
No.
Get a dried cranberry and add that, and it's going to brighten up a bit, and then that's going to help you like really get into the firefights.
Get through that part.
There are
yeah.
few firefights in this one.
Yeah, it's really really well done. Yeah, I love the suggestion. What are you looking?
I know. I'm curious about Elliot's obsession with the shower.
There's
okay,
nothing wrong
again,
not passing judgments. I'm just I didn't know you rolled that way.
I'm impressed. John Krasinski impressed me. Before you got here, we were saying, wow, Jim from The Office as Jack Ryan. Yeah. Seriously, the dude looked like Bruce Wayne. I mean, he was buff.
Oh.
He was buff like Batman.
Well, which Bruce Wayne? The Adam West Bruce Wayne? Or
Val Kilmer?
No.
Yeah. A lot of Bruce Waynes. You of all people know.
Yes, that is true. But he was really buff. He was like, you know what? I hate to say it, but he was like Batfleck. He was like Ben Affleck. But Ben Affleck got pretty buff for Batman. So, but he looked. Mm-hmm. But again, he played the role really well too. Because if you're a big Jack Ryan nerd like me, because I was into it from the Harrison Ford films, you see, Krasinski brings in like he had all these different elements of the different portrayals of Jack Ryan that we've seen before, and he blends them nicely. And the guy who wants to do something that's right, even though the system's telling him he needs a compromise all the time. So,
I enjoyed it. It's a great series. And I love that you paired it with Carmen. Now, it's a limited batch. Where is it available, Susan?
It's available online in our tasting room. I know we aren't. Benny's is not carrying it because I didn't want to. Such a small amount. I only made 22 cases, so I didn't put it in the Benny's.
Oh, boy.
Now we have to make a drive, Elliot.
Yep. I need a case of this stuff because you said you only had so many barrels.
I only
did
22 cases because it was just one barrel. I know.
Okay, folks, you need to get this wine. Trust me. You need to get this wine.
So you can go to Dan.
The first winery in Illinois to do a bourbon barrel aged wine, and it was absolutely incredible, and I wish I would have done more. So I am working on the next one. So, because it was so good, it turned out so well. I was very excited.
And by the way, you can go to DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com, and you've got some sales going on, plus your music listing with their New Year's Eve party coming up with Winston's Weekend. But before that, you've got Capital Sound on the 29th, tomorrow night, Brooke Thomas on the 30th. Tell me about Project Runway coming up on the 12th.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this is crazy, but I got selected to be a runway model in New York Fashion Week. In February.
Yep. It's so exciting.
Very cool. Wow.
I know. For this this lingerie company called Anna Ono, she makes lingerie and bras for cancer patients. And I'm a survivor, hopefully, survivor of breast cancer. And she makes all the stuff that helps you get through mastectomies and radiation. So in February, I'm going to New York. So SIU School of Medicine helping raise some funds to send me there. So Project Runway is a little fundraiser they have going on to help send me to New York City for this.
And that's going to be on January 12th. So everybody that's in the area, or maybe you want to make a trip down to, what's what's the township or the area called?
New Berlin.
New Berlin. That's right, New Berlin. And it's not far from Springfield. So once the government opens up again, you can go to the Lincoln home. Because it's closed right now. Sorry, everybody. I know it's the 200th anniversary of Illinois, but you can't. It's fine. But you can still see all the sites in Springfield. And you know what's open? Dannenberger Family Vineyards. By the way, we have a listener who has a question for you, Susan. Hey, Douglas, how are you doing?
Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Douglas?
Phenomenal. You can call me Doug. So, big thing. First of all, I'd like to thank you for being a survivor because... a lot of survivors in my family. I wish my mom would have been one of them, but that's a different story. Listen, I have never heard, and I caught the tail end of everything. Uh-huh. And heard about bourbon barrel aged wine. And I drink bourbon barrel aged stouts and beers and that. So I'm like, wow, this has got to be outstanding. What variety is this wine? I keep breaking it off, and I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Oh, sure. So I grow Cabernet Franc, which is one of the noble grapes. The Cabernet Franc bourbon barrel wine.
Sorry, go ahead. Can you do that one more time, Susan? Because we had a little bit of feedback. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. It's a Cabernet Franc that I grow, and it's 2016 vintage.
And what's the name? What's your vineyard's name? I'm sorry, I caught everything at the end. I started hearing this, and I'm like blown away, and I'm like so impressed.
It's called Dannenberger Family Vineyards. You can go to DannenbergerFamilyVineyards.com for all the information.
And where can I get this and try it? I know you did 22 cases, but I want to try this wine so badly.
Oh, sure. So we are in Central Illinois, but we also have a website that has e-commerce.
So you can go to the website.
Okay.
You can purchase it right from the website. And I would get one soon since she has a limited batch of it.
Oh, you have no idea. I will probably be going into it tonight when I get out of the car and going there and checking it out. Dannenberger.
That's right.
Yeah, you're good. Wow.
Hey, Douglas, grab a bottle for me.
linguistics is one of my fans. So, I am absolutely in love with the concept. I cannot wait to try this.
Oh, it's great. You're going to love this bottle. Yep.
I'm looking very forward to it. If it's anything like any other bourbon barrel stuff, I'm a beer person. My wife's a wine person. And I don't know if you can put this on the radio, but I'm a self-proclaimed hop slut.
Okay.
So anytime that you put hops and bourbon barrel together.
Oh, I agree. I'm the same way. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, Douglas, do me a favor. I got to put you on hold just because of the feedback they were getting. But give us a call next week. Susan will be back next Friday night on the air. I don't mean to be presumptuous because I'm about to give her an assignment. But Douglas, if you can, call us next week and tell us what you thought, okay?
You are going to hear from me next Friday. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Enjoy the bottle. Now, I have to go to a break, but before we go, I'm going to give you the assignment. And I don't know if you've already seen it, but because your vineyard is on Irish Road, there's a series on Netflix that Adam Selzer told me about that I love. They're pretty quick episodes. It's a comedy called Dairy Girls. And it follows 16-year-old Erin and her friends as they grow up in a world of armed police in an armored Land Rovers and British Army checkpoints in 1990s. Northern Ireland, and it is really funny. Oh, it is funny. It opens fast and funny with a couple of sisters waking up in the morning already arguing. So I think you're gonna like this one.
It sounds perfect.
A lot of colorful language, as you can imagine.
Those crazy Irish.
So we'll talk to you again next week, okay, Susan?
All right. Love you guys.
Love
cheers.
You. Everyone, cheers. Go to Dannenberger Family Vineyards for their schedule to pick up some of that great wine. And don't forget to tune back with us next week to binge and uncork. More in a moment on 720 WGN.